Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Political leaders are setting the stage for the prophetic scenario found in the Bible for the Islamic Republic of Iran. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Iranian president making the statement, no doubt that Joe Biden, when he becomes president, if indeed he does, will bow to Iranian demands to lift sanctions.
Well, the way it's expressed, of course, is, you know, typical Iranian bluster. However, a substance, he's right. The Biden team has already acknowledged that they are going to return to the Iran deal, which means lifting U.S. sanctions. Tony Blinken, who is supposed to be Biden's designee for Secretary of State, and Jake Sullivan, the designee for National Security Advisor, they were both key players in negotiating this bad Iran deal to begin with. Rouhani is correct to believe that a Biden administration will lift sanctions and return to the deal. Now, here's the other interesting thing that Rouhani said. He said that Biden knows that Iran believes that keeping its ballistic missile force is critical, is key to its security, and therefore the United States under Biden would not even dare to demand that Iran get rid of its long-range missiles, something the Trump team has been doing. Now, what I find interesting about that statement is that he said Biden knows. It suggests to me, and I've heard, you know, there have been rumors of this around, that there have been contacts between the Biden national security advisors during the campaign with the Iranian government. Remember, if you go back to December of 2016, what was General Michael Flynn, who was the incoming national security advisor for Donald Trump, what was he accused of? And that was having contacts with the Russian ambassador to the United States. I haven't heard any suggestion that the FBI should launch criminal prosecution against the Biden team. And the Biden team has already been reaching out to other countries and doing it quite publicly. There is clearly a double standard in Washington on whether that type of contact before you're in power is legitimate or not.
Ken Timmerman with the details of how political leaders are making decisions that will make Iran's prophetic scenario found in the Word of God to come to fulfillment. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. President-elect Joe Biden and his potential foreign policy team have made political decisions that are actually in lockstep with the prophetic passages of God's Word. That would be Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5. That's where the prophet mentioned Persia, which is modern-day Iran. God's plan for the end times will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...